Nationals looking to bounce back from Monday's walk-off loss in which they blew a 6-0 lead. Gio Gonzalez up to the task in the early going of this one.
Trying to get out of a first inning jam. Here's the 1-2, and Yelich swings and misses, and Gonzalez records a strikeout, one away. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's inside to Volquez. Oh, called strike three. Volquez can't believe it. Put his hand on his hip and is now walking slowly away from home plate. And it's another one of those contested calls on a third strike.
The 0-1 to Bryce Harper, a swing and a loop right to center. Yelich comes on, left to play on a bounce. One run is in, waved at third, and coming home Turner. And it's two out, two run single by Bryce Harper to give the Nationals a 2-0 lead here in the top of the third. So he's swinging away that time, and he delivers for the Nats. 0-2 pitch is pulled on the ground right side. Diving play to his right by Zimmerman to the pitcher covering, and on a good defensive play, Yelich is out 3-1, and the Marlins go 1-2-3 for the first time here in inning number three.
The pitch. Zimmerman cracks a ball down the left field line into the corner. They're both good hitters, aren't they? Here comes Goodwin to score. Here comes Harper. Here comes the ball to the plate. Overthrown. Harper scores. Missed the plate. Goes back and touches home plate because Volquez had to back up the play, and he had the ball almost 35, 40 feet behind home plate. So that is another two-out hit. Ryan Zimmerman drives in two with a single, a three-run inning, and a 5-1 Washington lead.
Murphy gets into one. High fly ball to deep right. Stanton's back on the track. Turns, he'll watch it sail out of here. About six rows back into the bleachers to the right of the Marlins bullpen. Daniel Murphy launches his 12th of the season, and it's 7-3 Nationals.
The Marlins were riding high following Monday's 8-7 walk-off win, in which they trailed 6-0 in the early going. But the Marlins came crashing back to earth on Tuesday as they fell to the first-place Nats by a 12-3 score. Here is Miami skipper Don Mattingly.
I thought his stuff was pretty good early on, and that inning just couldn't get that last out. A little bit of command. It seemed like he got himself in some counts, but I thought his changeup was pretty good early. Just, again, couldn't get out of that inning.
What kind of darned if you do, darned if you don't tonight with the intentional walks? You don't walk Harper that first chance you had?
Well, I'm not. Actually, Eddie's been pretty good with him, and I really don't want to stick, with command. I really don't want to put him in a bases loaded and don't give him any out. So the next time, I got a place to put Ziegler. So if we can, not Ziegler, but Zimmerman. He's got some breathing room at that point that you can make pitches and still get to the next guy. But the first time, if I walk Harper there, then he's got no – if he misses strike one, then he's got to come to him. And actually, Zimmerman's hit him good. So it's, and tonight he didn't early, and then he gets him when he – with guys out there.
Ozuna, his home run, he also scores that first run. What was kind of your thoughts on that? He was going hard.
Yeah, I mean, he said he's seen it, in front of him, and you don't like him to, like anybody to run through a stop sign. So, but I've seen it happen a number of times over the years. I'm glad it worked out. Obviously, it's a situation. We get to run the next hitter with the sac fly if he doesn't. But it's not something you want to have happening on a regular basis. He came to me right away and apologize. So it's not something that I know he's doing on purpose or doing whatever he wants to do.
And then he gives you the home run and gets you right back in it. That's just obviously the he's having.
Well, at that point, he gives us that homer. He gets it to 6-3. That's in the fifth. You're feeling okay. We feel like we can score. I think guys are fairly confident that we can put up runs. JT leads off the next inning with a double in the sixth. And I think we went 12 straight after that. I don't think we could put another runner on base after that. So we just weren't able to do anything after JT's double in the sixth. And so, again, at that point, you're still hoping to stay in it. It gets to the point where you're running out of outs, and we just weren't able to put anything together after that, again, after that double.
To go back to the Harper walk and not walk there, just the way those sequences played out with – what does that say about their trio of Harper, Zimmerman, Murphy?
No, that whole club. And you got Rendon in there, and you put Drew in. He swings it back good. You know, they got a good lineup. You know, their numbers aren't where they're at, and their record's not the way it is because they can't do some things. So they put you in a box in a number of different ways. They can go left, right. They got a good club. So basically you're trying to keep guys off base, you know, and you're not wanting to and with Volke, too, he has a little trouble with that running game with those guys, and they got guys that are going to run. The wrong guys get on, and you know you really can't do a whole lot to stop them. You know, we have guys that can that are quicker, but Volke has to really rush to speed it up.
With Zegor, how much do you attribute that to just poor luck where he gets ground balls that are going through, and you know, we had the Riddle in there, error in there as well?
Right, right.
I mean, how much of that is that, and how much of it is just him not being as bad?
Well, you know, you like to say that he's having total bad luck. Can't say all that. They squared some balls pretty good today, and I feel like he's throwing the ball good at times, and I think he'll admit that. We actually talked today about, you know, he's working on that sinker, working on it all the time. So it's not like, I know Zig is not in a situation where he's just saying life is good, I'm fine. He's working to improve, you know, and get it where it's got more movement down, and that's what we've seen. We've seen a lot of hard contact, I think. And he's had some bad luck, but I think you've seen a lot of hard contact too.
Got any moves coming away?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Why did Harper try to lay down that bunt?
You know, he's a guy that tries to win, you know, and if he felt that was a play that gets him a run, obviously you got Zimmerman behind him, and that's part of having a lineup like that. You know, they're going to, if they felt like we were giving him something, he's a baseball player. This guy plays all sides of it. He runs the bases. You know, he steals bags. He plays good defense. You know, he's going to, you know, it's just not about him hitting homers. So, you know, you not totally surprised, a little surprised because it's second and third right there. But again, I think that speaks to, you know, I think he's 1-for-11 off Volke coming in to the game tonight, and he punches him out the first time up. So at that point, he's 1-for-12, and he's probably not up there feeling like, I own this guy. So he's trying to take what, you know, if he thinks we're giving it, he's trying to take it.
Edinson Volk has remained the only pitcher in the big leagues this season to toss a no-hitter, but his last two starts have not reflected that effort as he was beat up again on Tuesday, this time by the first-place Nationals. Here is the veteran right-hander sharing his thoughts in the aftermath of a 12-3 loss to the Nats.
Did you think that command was an issue for you tonight?
Yeah. Especially not in this goal, too, in the first, I think it was the third inning. You know, Harper's a pretty good hitter. You know, he put a good swing on the ball right there, and they was able to score, too. And the last inning, they were all over me. You know, all my pitches were like around the sun, and they put a good swing on the ball, too.
Would you have preferred, you know, that third inning when to put Harper on there to load the bases? I mean, Zimmerman can hit, too, so it's an easy choice.
It doesn't matter. They hot. You know, they can swing the bat. And it was like 50-50, you know, to face Zimmerman and Harper. I was, you know, I think I've been pitching better against Harper in that situation, so. I decided to pitch him.
Hey, obviously, you one out you need. I mean, if you get that one out, it just kept a little
bit. Baseball, man. You never know. You got to make 27 outs. You know, that's a pretty good team over there. And Gio was really good tonight. We got to give some credit to him. You know, he stopped our offense guy. You know, we were scoring a lot of runs tonight and every day. And he pitched pretty good tonight, too.
But it worked out for the Nationals both times. First, Harper gets you, and then the second time you walk Harper and Zimmerman gets you. What does that say about the Nationals lineup?
That's what I'm saying. They're pretty good. You know, it's you never know who's going to hit you in the lineup. So they, you know, give you some credit to them. And, you know, they got us tonight.
The Fish try to bounce back on Wednesday behind Dan Straley. He'll be opposed by Max Scherzer.